Good morning, welcome one and all. It is Thursday the 18th of November, and it is day 18 of Napod Pomo. Spectacular yawn. Good morning, everybody. It is 6:15 on Thursday, the 18th of November, and it is day 18 of Napod Pomo. As I said, a little bit later than usual this month, well, than yesterday anyway. Even though I went to bed about an hour early, still ended up getting up a little bit later than I first expected. But anyway, I hope everybody's well. I hope you had a fantastic Wednesday. I'm knackered, I really am. Yesterday I spent most of my day lugging equipment from one floor of our work building to the other. We're just about to move offices from one wing of a building to the wing of a building. And as part of the move, we've got a whole cluster of machines that need to be moved from a work area on one side to another work area on the other side. And we thought, because the move is actually occurring this weekend, it would make sense to get all these machines moved early. So that's pretty much what me and my boss did yesterday, just spending all our time shifting those and making sure they worked. Then we'd had no network, and then the power wasn't working, and oh, it's been a nightmare of a day. But glad it's out of the way. Oh, deary me. I have tea and porridge this morning. After yesterday's failure to deliver my breakfast of choice because of a lack of milk, I now have a cup of tea and a bowl of porridge. Ding! That's better. So I'm ready to face the day. How are you? I hope you're all well. And, yes. Just having a look at the news this morning. And some of these are a couple of news articles from yesterday. I don't know whether anybody heard about the body that was found in Sunningdale down in Berkshire yesterday afternoon. that was quite a scary one because that's not that far from where I used to live. That was kind of very close to my stomping ground for the last, I don't know, 12 years. So that was a scary one to see. They've arrested four people about it now. Apparently the drivers of the van that the body was found in when it was stopped yesterday afternoon. Initial news reports on Sky News and BBC News channels yesterday afternoon were suggesting there were two people dead, not one. But today everybody's saying it was just the one that was found. It's now become a murder investigation, obviously. But when the police stopped the van, the guy inside hadn't actually died. He died a few moments later, which is a bit scary. So what on earth that was about, I have no idea. Just looking at some awesome photographs of Italy as taken from the International Space Station. On the bottom of the ISS, they've got a cupola, which is only about 80 centimetres wide, the viewing window. But they managed to take this photograph of Italy, essentially the whole of Italy, just lit up. And it looks absolutely amazing. It's on the science page of the BBC News website this morning. Also read with interest, the Culture Minister, Ed Vasey, is backing a two-speed internet, allowing those people who are willing to pay for it and those people that use it, sort of large providers like Google, BBC, and other such people, would have to pay for the privilege of using the internet in the capacity that they do, and large customers, large organisations, banking organisations and such like, would have to pay for the extra bandwidth they use as well. this is scary. It really is, because you're going to end up with a standard class and a first class for the internet, which I think is totally, totally wrong. Net neutrality has been something that has been one of the benefits of the internet since it was first conceived. And to make a standard internet and a privileged internet, I think, is only going to cause problems later on. So I do not support this at all. I think it's a very, very bad idea. Anyway, bed music today, Secret Archives of the Vatican, Machine Against the Raj. We have used it a number of times already. Oh, and right on cue, the track finishes and starts again. There we go. Wonderful. Okie dokie. We had some feedback yesterday. John TCPO, as he is now referring to himself, sorry, Jonathan TCPO, the currently podcastless one, one of the chaps we met up with at Podcrawl back in October. He dropped us a line and said, commented about the Chamber of Echoes track we played yesterday, saying that it really wasn't usually his thing, but he stuck it out and quite enjoyed it. So, John, thank you very much indeed for getting in touch. Can I just say, Jonathan, you're absolutely bombarding me with feedback at the moment, both on about the Napod Pomo and also about the Bugcast. Can I just say one thing? Keep it up. Thank you very much indeed. I do appreciate people taking the time to get in contact and letting us know what they think, dropping us suggestions. Even as John did yesterday, there's a fancy domain name kicking around somewhere for the Bugcast that looks really quite cool. Very expensive though. Just little things like that. It's amazing. Thank you very much indeed for keeping in contact, and keep doing it. Okay, we are going to play our track of the day. Now, I first played this track back on episode 10 of the Bugcast on the 10th of May 2008. And when I first heard this, we got this from Media's Music Alley, or Podsafe Music Network as it was at the time. And when I first heard this track, I thought to myself, wow, this chap sounds like Paul Simon. And I do like Paul Simon. I like his music. I like his voice. But what also caught me once I'd listened to this track once through initially was the jazz side of it, because I do like a bit of jazz, and this is a very jazzy track. This is Bill with Sound Scientist.
And I appreciate the facts of why I'm here. Yes, I am a sound scientist. Came to evaluate the evidence on a closed case, highly classified, confidential, in a race against the clock. You look like you could use a break, she said, as I lift my head and I'm awoken from a daydream. Not sure how long I was out for, looking for the cure, thought I saw on the shore. But when I looked again, found I had been mistaken, looking in the wrong direction, hanging questions, take me close to the answer. I get a chance, cause when I hit the wall, I'm stumbling back and setting me up for the fall of a life.
I'm just up with somewhere to go. I know I'd rather
mix it up, stir it in a cup, it's an elixir, quick fixer, open to the public, free sample, supply sample, catching on quick, so you better act now, and I think you'll find it might just do the trick, trade your chips in, waiting for the medicine, craving a little something to take the edge off while you're waiting, don't come in a bottle, but it's kicking full throttle, so open up your hands and let me hit you with some.
With somewhere to go, but I know I'd rather stay.
truth that lasts forever. Better stand clear.
Fun track that was. That was Bill with Sound Scientist. Billmusic.net if you want to find out more information about them and listen to some of the tracks that they have available. We've played a couple of Bill tracks on the podcast over the last few years. And yeah, really did really very much like that style. So there we go. That's it. We're in the bag. 18th of November. Have a great day. And yeah, we'll speak to you tomorrow. So take it easy. Bye-bye.